You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Well, here we go on a fun Thursday morning talking to a bunch of great people. See if Shannon ends up qualifying as a great person. I bet she does. What do you think, Shannon? You a great person?
I think it's debatable. We'd have to ask my spouse of over 30 years.
Oh, wow.
You're what would this spouse say today? Maybe not yesterday, but today.
I think he's hopeful today.
Hopeful.
You know, being together yeah. after 30 years, what did you guys do for each other for Valentine's Day?
Well, we both worked a lot, and as my husband has often told people, I made it clear to him I'm allergic to chocolate, had enough jewelry by age 10, and other than the ring he had made for me, and the flowers. So it's always so congested to go out, like, on Valentine's. There's other days that are better, so we're saving it up. Get it. We're going to do something special today, and tomorrow, and across the weekend. You know, day in, day out.
It's a week's long Valentine's Day.
Wow, maybe he could buy you a new phone.
I was going to say, do you have a sock over your phone or something? Your phone is...
Does it sound like it? Okay, sorry.
That's all right.
Pull it away from your mouth just a little.
Okay, is that better?
Yes.
Oh, you had us on a device.
Why did you do that to us?
Oh, don't do that to us.
Because when you work, you put on headphones so you don't disrupt the rest of the universe. Yeah, especially your 20-year-old.
You disrupted our show, though, by doing that.
Yeah, so. You ruined our whole day, Shannon.
All right. Well, see, there you go. I'm not a great person. I'm already disqualified.
Yeah, you failed.
You jacked it up for
I
us.
I failed epically.
All we heard was...
Listen, when you're talking to the boys in the morning, the people around you, they don't matter at all.
No.
Okay?
So. Okay.
And
then, all right.
Let it be heard. Let them get jealous for the day that you talk to us, all right?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
So you're at work
right
now?
What do you do? What is your line of work?
Yeah.
I'm a research scientist and engineer.
What are you researching?
So I have my own. So my forte is in the rapid detection of microorganisms in situ for pyrolysis mass spectrometry.
Yeah.
Oh, I almost went into that.
So rapid detection.
Yeah,
in other words, you're not taking
and
your time. You're not sauntering along. Uh-huh. You're rapidly finding them.
It's like a throat culture.
Well,
a rapid test.
Yeah. It's just important because from the standpoint of you don't always have time to know what people have been exposed to, and this is a 30-year
pursuit. So do you bring somebody in with something, and then you start a stopwatch, and you're like, and test them.
Go.
No, I'm more interested in the microorganisms than the people. Yeah. Like, then there are people who, you know, focus on the, devices and mechanisms to interface directly with humans.
You know,
so
the same way, Shannon, that I much prefer microorganisms to people a lot of times. So,
hey, all we are is large microorganisms. We're macroorganisms. So, there's microorganisms.
Microorganisms.
And we're covered in little creepy crawlies.
We're a buffet of the organisms.
Yep.
Microorganisms, yes, exactly. We're unique and tremendous. All right.
Okay. Well,
I don't know what I'm doing here.
I hope you wash your hands before you go home every night. That's all I'll say.
Yeah. Oh, germaphobe to the core.
Yeah, you don't want to bring any of that home. Get it on your pasta dish or anything.
Mm. Yeah.
Yep. All right.
All right, let's play some Rattle Off. You ready to give it a shot?
I'll do my best.
That's all we can ask. Your best.
I know.
I will tell Diamond, Chelsea, and Julia, no matter what, don't hang up because we want to talk to each of you. Do not hang up.
Okay, I thought that
Shannon,
was my rattle off.
No. five different types of diamonds. No. 10 seconds, Shannon. Your category is... All right, the letter is C, as in cat. C.
Okay.
In 10 seconds, please give us 5 foods that begin with the letter C. Foods that begin with C. Ready, and go!
Cabbage, carrots,
I don't know how you leave out cake. There. I mean, come on, cake all day.
Cucumber.
Yeah, cake. All right, I think Diamond or Chelsea or your other person will do better.
You're probably right.
They couldn't do worse. Well, they could do worse. They might just get one.
They might freeze up and get nothing.
I know.
Yeah.
But will they be as charming as you are, Shannon? I don't know.
I think they'll be more charming with the names like that. I mean,
I'm sure they're just going to be off their headsets, though, when we first start the conversation.
Yes, yes. So they're already be heads above. All right. Well, thanks for lobbing out the date night thing. That's what got me.
Yeah, well, okay. That's why we're
made
here.
Made me want to call.
We appreciate you listening, and we hope you have a great day, okay?
All right.
Okay,
be phenomenal.
Bye.
Make it a good one.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Shannon, so much. And then here comes Diamond. Hello, Diamond. Good morning.
Oh.
Good morning.
Diamond.
So
as
glad
in,
you called
as
us.
In shine bright like a...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my
I've had
goodness.
So many people tell me that's like my theme song.
That should be your theme song. Anytime you walk into a room, that should be it.
It should
either
be
that, you can go real old school, and you may not know this one, but go old school and instead go with Shine On, You Crazy Diamond.
Oh.
Shine On, You Crazy Diamond. That sounds more like you, doesn't it?
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right. What do you do, Diamond?
I'm a nursing student at the moment.
How much longer until you're finished?
I have a year and a half until I'm finished, and I'll graduate with my bachelor's.
We were just talking about this a little bit ago. Do you guys still put maggots on open wounds?
No, but actually, it was pretty effective. It was a pretty effective way of cleaning wounds back in the day.
Yeah, is that kind of a practice that's not around anymore?
Yeah, no. I tell my daughter all the time, let me just put maggots on your wounds, and she freaks out.
Well, obviously. What is she like?
Yeah.
Is she three or something?
She's 11.
Okay. I was going to say, if you do that to like a 3 or 4-year-old, you're going to scar them.
No, she's 11. She's all like, right. Yeah, sure. That's fine. Go find some.
Do they use leeches anymore?
No.
No leeches either.
Well,
wow.
I do know that in places around the world, both maggots and leeches are used. Maybe it's not common
not
in the
America.
U.S. of A.
Not in America.
But it does happen.
Yeah, definitely.
So.
We have peroxide now.
We have peroxide.
Bring back the leeches.
Diamond, what did you do before you went into nursing school?
So I was just a stay-at-home mom before then, and then I got bored, and I decided, let me just go to school and do something, and I've always wanted to be a nurse, so I kind of just got stir crazy at home and decided, let me just go back to school.
You just dive in and do it. You're like, let's get it done.
Good for you.
Right on.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we're cheering you on. That year and a half will fly by, you know, so you'll be done before you
end.
Yeah, yeah. You ready to play some rattle off with your boys?
Yeah, let's play.
All right. 10 seconds. Give us 5 different exercises. 5 different exercises you can do. Ready and go.
Squat, push up, pull up. Oh my goodness. Push up, wait. Squat, pull up, sit up, push up, and.
Oh, you got 4.
No.
4. Buzzer
wait.
Hit.
Oh.
I would have taken just running.
Yeah.
Swimming.
Oh my goodness.
You
walking.
Got 4. Buzzer hit.
Walking would
sure.
have been.
Walking, yeah.
Jumping rope.
Jumping jacks.
Oh, man.
Well,
Diamond,
it was close.
You
so
know,
close.
You were close, and I'm really glad you called. We hope you have a fantastic day, okay?
Of course, you too.
Thank you, Diamond. We have the nicest listeners.
She's so sweet.
Here's Chelsea, who's patiently holding. Chelsea, what are you up to today?
Hi, good morning. I'm about to head to my 4th grader's field trip to chaperone.
Ooh, where are you going?
To the Colorado History Museum.
Oh, yeah, that's a biggie. My kids have been there a couple times.
That's yeah, we've
bad.
Never been.
They
but.
Can't run off too far in that place. The one I chaperoned once was the zoo, and that was a nightmare because they just bolt and they're gone.
Yeah.
The museums aren't too bad because you can kind of keep track of them.
Okay, I'm hoping with fourth grade also they listen a little better than.
Yeah, I think you'll be
what
right.
A joke. I wonder if they would ever, like, tether them together. You ever seen those, like, films and stuff of explorers going across the Antarctic and they're all, like, roped together in case one falls down a, you know,
yeah, do that to
whatever?
The kids. I think you'll be fine doing that.
You almost need to tether all the fourth graders together.
Yeah, bring some zip ties and rope and then tie them all together, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're making me a little nervous.
No, you'll be this fine. Is for the children's benefit.
We think you'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll never have to chaperone again, I guarantee. Yeah.
And I know that when you get home later, you will open a bottle of wine, I'm telling you right now. So.
Well, to be honest, this is like a break for me because hubby's at home with the 1 and 2 year old. So.
Oh, so you were dying to get out. You were dying.
Yeah. You're raising your hand quickly. Yeah, I'll go.
Yeah. This is my break.
Good for you. So you got a 1 year old, a 2 year old, and a fourth grader.
Yeah, and there's a second grader in there too.
Wow, you are a busy mama bear.
My Let's goodness. Get you out. Yeah, you need to. You know what? And you should hopefully win Rattle Off today because that's a date night. You can get a sitter and just go out, you know.
Or oh, fun.
Leave your husband at home. Leave dad at home with the kids and just take a gal pal out. That's what you might want to do.
All right, that sounds fun too.
Okay. Well, let's play the game and let's see how you do. You got 10 seconds, Chelsea. Give us 5 different units, and this can be like anything, units of measurement. 5 different units of measurement. Ready? And go.
Cups, gallons, inches, centimeters. Oh, no. Oh.
4. And you had 4, like, in the first 4 seconds, and then you froze.
I could not think of this.
Darn it. So close again.
Just miles.
Almost.
You could have been miles, you know?
Miles, yeah.
Yards and miles.
Sorry.
Well.
My fourth grade probably would have gotten that. They've been doing measurements and area and perimeter and all that stuff.
Wow, dang. Well, you know, as soon as you hang up, you'll think of 30 of them. So we're really
of
glad
course.
You called.
Thank you, guys.
Chelsea, you, thank yeah. you for calling. Have a great time at the field trip, okay?
Okay, thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Good times. Well, Julia, it comes down to you.
I thought I was a dunner. I thought I was a goner.
Nope, you made it through. You get to play.
Yeah.
I get to play.
What are you doing today?
Mostly I have my day off, so mostly just getting some things together. I have a Galentine's Day party tonight, day after Valentine's Day. So,
sure. Where are you guys going? What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Just to a friend's house. She's ordering some heart-shaped pizzas, and everybody's bringing sweets and wine, and it'll be good.
You're going to get drunk and chubby.
I'm the one bringing the salad.
Oh, no.
Party pooper.
No.
Every party needs a pooper. You're like my wife, where every get-together we go to, she's like, I'll bring the salad. I love salad. Everyone needs some greens.
Don't be that person, Julia. We expect more from you being a Dom and Jeremy listener.
Heart-shaped pizza. That's where it's at.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just have a little salad. A little salad. Just a little bit.
You're just bringing that so you all feel better about what you are eating and consuming. You're going to all have the little few pieces of lettuce on the plate. And
why don't you conveniently forget the salad and just show up with some sort of, like, chocolate chip cookie?
Everybody already claimed that. We got chocolate chip cookies. We got a chocolate cake coming. I mean,
you can't
I don't know.
Tell me that everything is taken
well, they
except
had candy,
salad.
They had
I
pizza.
Refuse
That's
to believe
You could bring like chicken wings.
With
yeah.
pizza? Why
yeah.
not?
Yes, yeah. pizza and wings all day long.
It's like a bar staple. French fries.
It's like
French
way
fries.
Better than salad. You have no problem with salad at this party with the wine. But wings is insane.
Is it just bag salad?
No, I'm making it nice. Also, do you really see like 12 women standing around eating wings? Like, come on, that visual?
Yeah, it's one of my fantasies.
Gretchen could put away like 15 of them on her own.
If that happens, send me pictures.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go back to the store and get some wings just for you
Y'all
guys.
Y'all licking each other's fingers
I
and
am
stuff.
Determined for us to talk you out of salad today.
Oh,
I'm
great.
Not even going to let you play this game until we talk you out of salad and into something else.
It has a lot of mozzarella. That's fun, right?
Are you bringing ranch dressing?
Sure, we'll say that.
No,
yeah.
You're going to bring a balsamic vinaigrette, aren't you?
You're the worst party goer of all time, Julia. Yeah. You're terrible.
Hey, I will say, I hosted a Super Bowl party where there was nothing healthy like 4 days ago. So
you gotta make up for it.
Okay. So what was brought to your party that's such a great idea you could bring it to this party?
Queso.
But we already did that, right? We're like on to something new a little bit. Oh, we had walking tacos. We had pigs in a blanket. We had pulled pork.
Yeah, you're telling us how great it was, and then leaving the salad.
Now that I've heard that you've eaten all that, you might want to stick with the salad.
Oh,
thank you, Jeremy. Thank you.
I feel like y'all are constipated.
Not for a Galentine's
party. Nah, they're constipated.
We even got texts coming in from listeners that are saying, like, here's Jill, no salad for Galentine's.
Oh.
Was it your idea?
Other 11 women at this party are going to be harshly judging you, even if they don't say anything?
I sent a text message and I got a bunch of little hearts. So.
Oh, sure, yeah, because what else are they going to say?
Thumbs
Julia,
down.
Don't bring us out.
You know there's a separate text thread going right now talking about how horrible you are and how nasty your salads are.
Everybody says they want salad so they can feel like they're being healthy. Deep down inside, if you walked in with like 2 gallons of chocolate chip ice cream, what do you think inside they're going to be saying? They're going to be saying, F yeah, is what they're going to be
saying. You're the devil. You're the devil, Julia. Why do you do this to us? You're the devil.
I'm going to take a picture of my plate tonight, send it to you guys tomorrow. It'll be mostly pizza with a little bit of salad.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I want to be there. I do want some pizza and wine. That sounds tasty, but...
Right.
I want to come. Can I come?
And I'll tell you something else. You know how you're not a good friend? I'm going to tell you how you're not a good friend. Is that you're bringing salad, okay, and you're forcing all of your friends to put a little bit on their plate so that they can feel like they are being somewhat healthy and they're giving you a little nod and stuff like that. They don't want it on there, but they're going to put it on there because you're kind of guilting them into
it. It's like Thanksgiving where somebody brings the salad and you put a little bit on there to be polite.
Yeah, so that's not you're not a good friend, Julia.
Well, hey, winner, then I get to take home all the leftovers and I have salad for the week. So, hey, no matter what, we're a winner. It's a win.
You're probably going to live longer than all of them because you are eating so much salad. So
yeah,
you have that going for you.
Yeah, there's no doubt you're healthier than me. There's no doubt.
What else goes on at the Galentine's Day get-together besides all this eating?
I don't know if there's any activities or anything. Probably just catching up, you know. How you doing? How's it going? Just kind of that stuff.
Talking trash about the people who aren't there.
Probably. You know, the boys in our lives a little bit.
Is there one woman that's going to be there that you can't stand?
Yes.
There's an individual I just can't, like, I try really hard to connect with, and I just can't get there with her. And
it's been like 3 years. Tonight might be your night. They might be a salad lover. They're like, oh my God, Julia, I had no idea. Did we just become best friends?
They bonded over kale or something. God.
Well, oh my gosh. You guys are having way too much fun with this.
Why aren't you connecting with her?
Some people, we make small talk. It's fine. It's good. It just, I don't know. You know, it's just like,
I know what you're talking
every time
about.
I'm sitting next to her, I'm kind of like.
Is she snooty, yeah. Kind of stuck up?
No, she's really nice. I just, I don't know.
She's not
you just always have those people that are just like.
It's a biorhythm. It's like a biorhythm. You're just not on the same vibe, man.
Exactly. We're totally nice, but just, you know, there's nothing more than that. Like, nice little talk.
I used to get together with the same group of people all the time. They stopped inviting me, so I might have been that person. But there was a group of probably like a usual 6 to 8, and there was always that one that I know everybody was like, oh, gosh.
There's always one.
To come again. Yeah, there's always one.
You might be the one.
I might be the one.
I don't think so. You know what? After talking to you, you so sound like, other than the salad, you sound like our kind of people.
I like to think so. I listen to you guys every morning.
You fit into our club. I mean, you know the secret handshake and everything. So,
of course.
You're the last player for today, so I guess I got to give you an easy category just so we can make sure we get a winner.
Woohoo! Salad. salad toppings. Let's go.
Do it, Dom. Let's do it. Salad toppings.
No, I'm going to do this. Five foods that are better than salad any day of the week. Five foods that are superior to salad any day. Julia, ready and go.
We got pizza. We got pulled pork. We got chocolate chip cookies. We got chocolate cake. We got nachos. We got queso. We got guacamole. We got salsa. We got things with salt. We got things with caramel. We got things with strawberries. Strawberries by themselves. Strawberries dipped in chocolate. Is that enough?
No, keep going.
And you chose none of them
corn
for
dogs.
The party tonight.
Corn dogs.
You notice that you were able to rattle off 20 things?
Funnel cake.
But none of them are going to the party.
They might be there already.
You're a
winner!
You won the game, at least.
You have a great personality.
Yeah.
You guys, too.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Julia. Oh, I love you and I don't care. Who knows? I'm going to put you on hold, and Josh is going to come back around and tell you all about your prize, okay?
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Yeah,
hey,
see you later.
We are going to be looking tomorrow morning for that text with a photo, too. Don't you dare forget.
Oh, you'll get it.
And get a group shot of all the girls together and send us a big, you know, shot of
get
all of you together.
Get us a picture of somebody throwing up the salad.
And then point out the one.
Throwing it in the garbage actively.
Send us a group shot and then point out the one that you don't really like.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I disagree. Send us the group shot and see if Jeremy and I can guess just by looking which one it is.
All right, do that.
I like this. This is horrible and lovely at the same time. Doing it.
Yeah, so get a picture of the salad, then get a group shot and send that to us, and Jeremy and I are going to guess who it is.
Done.
All right.
Deal.
Yeah, you're wonderful. Hold on. Josh will be back to tell you about your prize, okay?
Thank you.
Welcome.
You're welcome.